This year, Indiana and the rest of the country have been hit hard by the flu. People with flu-like symptoms are filling doctor's offices and emergency rooms. Dozens of Hoosiers have died, including last week's death of a 37-year-old mother of two from Plainfield who was diagnosed with the flu just a couple of days before. Sarah Halliburton, a respiratory epidemiologist with the State Department of Health, says unfortunately the flu season is far from over.
We may have peaked for influenza, but it's kind of hard to tell because it has not really dropped or stayed at the same level. So it could still go up, yet it's still to be determined.
107 people have died in Indiana from the flu so far this season, according to the State Department of Health. Last year, there were 105 deaths. Halliburton says most of the people who have died from the flu in Indiana have been over the age of 65. She says many times it's because people don't get medical treatment, thinking it's a simple cold that they can beat.
If you have a really high fever, if you're dehydrated or you're having shortness of breath, or a fever is not going down, you should definitely go see your doctor.
Across the country, deaths from the flu this season are on track to equal or surpass that of the 2014-2015 flu season. In that year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates 34 million Americans got the flu, 710,000 were hospitalized, and about 56,000 died. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.